And good morning, and thank you for tuning in to 88.5 KRFY. This is listener-supported community radio for North Idaho, and this is The Morning Show. It's Wednesday, June 29th. I'm Susie Prez, one of your hosts, co-hosts here this morning, and
I'm Chris Bessler, your second co-host. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Chris. It's very nice to have you here today. We have some wonderful guests in the studio and a very important subject that I'm excited to hear about. Do you want to introduce them?
Yes, actually, we're going to be speaking with three representatives from the Bonner Partners in Care Clinic. We have with us Nicole Graham. She's a medical director, nurse practitioner. Amy Topp, the clinic director, and Gina Woodruff. She's a volunteer board member and also a nurse. And we're going to talk about the work that this group performs in the community. It's actually one of the little-known things, I think, even though it's been around a long time, it's doing amazing work with people that are in need of health care and are falling through the gaps. And we're going to come back to that shortly.
And it's part of the reason that we have the morning show is to inform our community, our KRFY listeners, about services and important things that are going on in the community. So we're very happy to have all of you here today. Smiling faces. But first, the weather from the National Weather Service. Currently, it's 63 degrees. Today, it will be sunny, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the 50s. Thursday, sunny, highs in the mid-80s to low 90s. And Thursday night, clear again, lows in the upper 40s to 50s. You know what is going on in the gardens right now, right, Chris?
Yeah, they're really happening.
They're just expanding as we
speak. And
they're
needing more water as well.
A lot more water. Yeah. That's true.
So other things going on outside. The sunrise this morning was at 4:47 a.m. It'll set tonight at 8:50 p.m. We're just past the summer solstice now. We're getting those great long days, so get out there and enjoy those. The lake has now reached basically full pool. It's at 2062.29 feet. It's came up a lot in the last week, a foot and a half actually, 1.44 feet. And that's because they were raising it that last little bit to hit full pool as they try to do before 4th of July weekend. The stream flows, Priest River is now flowing at 699 cubic feet per second. It's down 660 cubic feet per second the past 7 days. Moya River is at 381 cubic feet per second. It's down 96. And those rivers are pretty done for whitewater rafters now. Although actually the Priest River has a nice canoe trip on it that you can still do pretty much all summer long. And that's what's going on outside, Susie. What else is happening around town?
Well, there's lots of things. The 4th of July is coming up, and that's a big event here in Sandpoint. There'll be a parade. That's next week.
That's on Monday. Yes.
But that's kind of in the future, close future. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a movie at the Panada tonight called The Men's Group, and I saw previews. It's an actual Hollywood-made movie. It's hilarious. You know how men want to be in groups and they have these groups? Well, this is like a total parody on it. Anyways, and there's all kinds of music going on.
It actually isn't being kind of sponsored by the Sandpoint Men's Group.
It is. Yes. It is. Okay. They're going to all get a laugh out of this one.
Yeah. And there's another big event coming Thursday as well. It's the Summer Sampler from 5 to 8 p.m. That's at Farman Park. It's put on by the Sandpoint Chamber and all the... some of our best restaurants come and provide, you know, small tapas and great samples of food. It's really a lot of fun.
There's, do you go to that, Chris?
I always do, yes. Mm. It's right in there at Farman Park, and it's a great place to stop after work on Thursday and enjoy the food. And there's beer and wine as well. Other things going on around town? Well, I'll tell you what, we'll circle back to the community calendar towards the end of the show after we talk with our guests. I did want to mention that there is a kind of an interesting thing going on right now called the Sandpoint Ambassadog Contest. It's a fundraiser for the Panel Animal Shelter. It's being co-sponsored by Visit Sandpoint. And the idea is to pick an ambassador dog for Sandpoint. I've got a lot of dog lovers in this town. It's for fun, but you can go and enter your dog for $5 to become the official ambassador dog for Sandpoint. And you can also vote every day on the website for free. But if you wanted to it's the election season. If you want to goose it up, you can buy votes, and the money goes to the Chamber of Commerce. If you're interested in that, go to sandpointambassadog.com.
Well, they have pictures of all the dogs,
yes, and you can you can see the dogs that are entered. I think there's like 15 dogs entered so far, and we're expecting there'll probably be a lot more. But again, it's just for fun, but it's also we will have an ambassador dog at the end of this.
Oh my goodness, yeah. That's kind of
Sandpoint
exciting.
Needs an ambassador dog.
I think I'll check that out.
Yeah, and so let's get into today's program. Again, we're talking with folks from the Bonner County the Bonner Partners in Care Clinic, and this is Bonner County's free healthcare clinic. It's designed for people that are uninsured or have insufficient insurance. We have with us again Nicole Graham. She's a medical director and nurse practitioner. Say hi, Nicole, so people get a fix
hi,
on your voice.
Hi, good morning, Chris. Hi, Susie. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks for coming in. Gina Woodruff, she's a volunteer nurse and a board member.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks, Gina, for coming in. And as well, Amy Talk, she's the clinic director, and I think she's the one that makes sure it all happens, right?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks for coming in. So we were speaking a little bit earlier, and Bonner Partners in Care Clinic has actually been around for 13 years, but I think a lot of folks in town don't even know that we have this free clinic to help people that have healthcare needs and just don't have the money to go and get them treated in a traditional doctor setting. So tell us more about what the clinic is.
So we are
It's Nicole, yeah.
So we are a free healthcare clinic that serves uninsured and underinsured people in Bonner County. We are 100% volunteer-based. We have a volunteer physician, nurse practitioner group. We have volunteer nurses and volunteer administration. And we operate every week, and we're operating out of Panhandle Health Department. They've generously donated their space, and we occupy their space on Tuesday evenings or Thursday evenings. We alternate every week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We open at 5 in the evening, and we're open. We don't turn anyone away, really. We're open till we're done seeing patients. Some nights that's 4 patients, some nights it's up to 10. I mean, we'll just see whomever needs to be seen.
And do people need to call and make an appointment, or can they just come in?
Nope, it's just first come, first serve. So actually, lineup starts at 5 p.m., and then I open the doors at 5:30. So you just come and kind of get in line, and then we see as many patients as we can.
And just to make it clear where you're located, you recently moved the clinic, right?
Yes, yeah. We did. Panhandle Health, they have a brand new building. It's 2101 Pine Street, right across from Traverse Park. Beautiful new building, and so we're in there with them.
Just down from Sandpoint West, a block or so.
A block down from them.
Yeah.
I want to back up just to the very, very beginning. Someone had an idea or saw a need in our community. All three of you are very enthusiastic about this service for our citizens. Who kind of spearheaded this and brought it about, initiated it? If you don't know that, that's okay. But it was 13 years ago, and I only heard about it this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was a group of people, some community members from different facilities and practitioners who saw a need, and they just kind of got together and got some money together from some private corporations in town and were able to start it up.
Mm-hmm. And we've partnered with the hospital, who has generously supported us. We do reduced fee lab work and x-rays and imaging through the hospital, and they've been a really big supporter of the free healthcare clinic.
So if somebody comes into the clinic and the doctor or the nurse practitioner determines that they need an x-ray, you set them up with the hospital?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have, through the hospital, like x-rays and imaging, we have a what we call the 30-30-40 program. And so we, the clinic, pay 30%, the hospital chips in 30%, and then the patient pays the remainder 40% at a very low monthly fee to Bonner General Health. Labs, we can order labs if they need it, and they go to Bonner General Health and get those labs completely free of charge. So the clinic pays for that because we also have, you know, partnership with the hospital for that. So that's a huge help to our patients who are diabetic and need constant lab work done. Those can add up really, really quick. So, mm-hmm.
And as you can imagine, the population we serve is often a population that has put off their health for many, many years. And so once they come to the clinic, they have a multitude of chronic illnesses. We're dealing with a complexity of health that requires usually a lot of intervention, either with medications, labs, and we're coordinating resources in the community. So we often are working with housing, we're dealing with counseling, we're dealing with food bank. We can't just treat someone for their high blood pressure when they're living homeless in a parking lot somewhere. And not that that's a huge piece of our population, but there's certainly many people who go significantly without. So we're often coordinating resources with local entities.
And does that fall on you, Amy? Is that your position to help coordinate between somebody comes in, they have a health problem, but they also need a place to live?
Yeah. So I try to keep up to date with the resources and then, coordination, referrals, getting in touch of community resources, sometimes specialists if they need to go, doing those referrals. So, yes, I coordinate all of that.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole, you're the medical director of this clinic. Is it a rotating group of healthcare providers that come to the clinic to offer their and volunteer their time?
We have an amazing group, Susie, of volunteers, just physicians, nurse practitioners, those in our community who are passionate about the people who go underserved and who are underprivileged and who just do not have the resources. And it's people who, and I'd love to just explain the population who we serve. We serve a community who often holds not one full-time job, but two full-time jobs trying to make ends meet. These are people who just are getting off of work, showing up at 6 o'clock, their hands are dirty, they've worked construction all day, and they just can't afford the medical health premiums, yet they're working, and they fall in between, they just don't have primary care. And so it's often very grateful people who we see who really are just so thankful for any care.
So the image I think that's out there is that folks, these are people that just don't want to work and they're just sliding along, but that's not the experience that you're having.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. No.
There are people that are working, but they're just not making enough money in their primary jobs to afford the healthcare.
And they make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, which is
That's the Medicaid gap in Idaho. Yep. Go ahead and explain that, if you would, please.
So I don't know the numbers, so don't quote me, but there is a level of income, and it's in the $30,000 mark, I think, for a family. And if you make more money than that, you do not qualify for health insurance. There's a group of people that Medicaid insures, and that's children, women, and children, disabled or physically or mentally disabled population, or those in that low poverty income. However, if you made just a little bit more than that income and you're working and you're contributing to society, these people now are forced to buy expensive medical premiums, which often run hundreds of dollars a month. They just cannot afford that. And when they do purchase that, which is kind of the intent of the Affordable Health Care Act, was everyone would become insured, they have high deductible premiums. So, for example, they do get insurance, but it's a $10,000 deductible, which they would never reach. And it's just a very unobtainable.
So in that case, these people are carrying it basically as a catastrophic insurance.
Correct.
So that if they got cancer and they needed, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of services, then that would kick in and help them. But for
$10,000 would make them bankrupt.
For more routine sorts of healthcare needs, their deductible is so high that the insurance doesn't cover anything.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so that is the gap that we
But the gap actually exists because they make a little bit too much to qualify for regular Medicaid, and they don't make enough to also enjoy the benefit of the subsidy that you get.
Yeah. So they make too much to qualify for Medicaid, but they don't make enough to qualify for the subsidies that help pay for those premiums.
Right.
So they're having to pay for the whole premium themselves, and then the deductible.
And
or not at all.
Yeah.
And there has been, not to get political, because we're not trying to be political here, but there has been a refusal by the state of Idaho to accept an expansion of the Medicare, of the Medicaid program to cover these folks. And Idaho thus far has decided not to do that.
Yes, correct. Yes. Yeah. Continuously.
Is there any movement in, I mean, all the legislature talks about it every session. We've talked about it with some of the legislative representatives mm-hmm. we have. Is there any movement to correct this problem?
The last thing I read is they're moving to do another study. And so, but every study has found the same thing. Idaho needs to fill that gap. We mm-hmm. need to expand Medicaid, but Idaho chooses to not do that.
Mm-hmm. And I heard that the subsidy or the money to do this would come from the federal government. So it really would not cost the state of Idaho anything to include that. So I'm not sure if you have we don't want to get too political here, but well, it is a question.
Yes.
Well, to fill that in a little bit, the legislature just does not want to accept that part of what, you know, they consider Obamacare. And it doesn't cover 100%. I think it covers 90% of it. Mm-hmm. But the state would actually save money, a lot of money, if they signed on to the Medicaid expansion. That's another discussion.
Yeah, and for another day, but that was my understanding
also. And just so our listeners know, we are going to be covering the legislative races, and that'll be one of the issues mm-hmm. we talk about when we get around to that later in September and October. But meantime, the reality on the ground is that there are a lot of people that can't afford medical care for a combination of reasons.
Yeah, even though Chris, we would love nothing else than to be put out of business. That everyone would be covered, because we believe in that. We believe in an access to health care, of excellent care for everyone. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's why you are volunteering your time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're a part-time staff person.
The only part-time staff.
Yeah. And everybody else that's involved, all the nurse practitioners, the doctors, the volunteers that help organize things, those are all unpaid.
All volunteers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two more questions. We're talking about the folks that you're serving and the reason that they need help at this point in time in their lives. What kind of numbers are you seeing, men, women, children, and on a yearly basis? What is that statistic, if we have it?
Roughly we see between 450 and 600 people a year. It's mostly, young adults to Medicare recipients, so anywhere between 18 and 60, 65. Most children are covered by Medicaid, so we don't see a lot of children, but occasionally we do, and we will see them, but our majority is probably the middle age, 30 to 50 age people. Men and women, it's pretty even as far as who's coming in.
And what types of conditions do you see the most of? Just out of curiosity, really.
We see a lot of chronic illness. We see a lot of hypertension, a lot of diabetes.
Hypertension, like high blood pressure?
High blood pressure,
So they're in danger of a stroke or a heart attack?
Yes. We also see a lot of things that are preventable. So this is the goal, that we would be able to treat something before it became a stroke, before it became, ending up as in a cardiology lab. For example, we see urinary tract infections. If they were to go long time, a week or 2 weeks, you could get septic, you get really sick, high fevers, and you're in the hospital for a kidney infection, mm-hmm. IV antibiotics, and you're using a lot of hospital resources. Mm-hmm. And so if we could just treat that, we're keeping the patient healthier, we're treating things before they become a big issue, and the same thing. But often by the time we see patients who do show up to clinic, they're quite ill and have several comorbidities, are probably the sickest people that I see all day.
Mm-hmm. I think guys are worse than gals at coming in when they're starting to feel a little bit sick. They probably,
right.
Is that true? I mean, that's just an idea I have, that guys will put it off longer until they finally really have to cry uncle.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's pretty.
Okay.
We just want to remind everyone, this is 88.5 KRFY, and we are here for the morning show with Chris and Susie. We have guests in the studio. We have Amy Topp, Gina Woodruff and Nicole Grimm from Bonner Partners for Care Clinic, In Care.
Yeah. Bonner Partners in Care Clinic. And folks can go online, and they have a website that gives a ton of information. It's at bonnerpartnersincareclinic.org.
We also have a Facebook page that you guys could like. I think you can just search for Bonner Partners in Care Clinic and like us, and they can see pictures of what we do each week. We've been trying to be more active in posting what we do and some of our volunteers and our clinic schedule is available.
Do you find you connect with a lot of people through Facebook?
Yes, actually I do. We get quite a few private messages from people asking questions about the clinic through Facebook.
So Bonner Partners in Care Clinic.org. They actually have another shorter one. It's bpicc.org.
Yes.
That gets you to the website as well. Or on Facebook, look for Bonner Partners in Care Clinic. Phone number if people want to call you.
So our phone number is 208-255-9099.
And is that like more of a message phone, or is that?
It's a cell phone, so I have it on me all the time, but I'm not always able to answer. So yeah, I'm more than welcome to leave a message, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, but again, you do not need an appointment to come in.
No, you do right. not need an appointment. It's just kind of a show up and stand in line.
Okay, and that's.
And Chris, I guess the message we'd really like to get out to the community is tell your friends, tell your neighbors, people who say, "Gosh, I really need to get this lab drawn. I need this medication, but I cannot afford it." Please come to the free clinic. We are happy to do lab work at reduced fees. We'll see them for free. We will arrange for medication. Whether that's medication assistance, we work really closely with the prescription monitoring program, helping patients get on insulin that costs hundreds of dollars a vial. So whatever that is, we would love to be a resource and partner with those in our community. And so just for the word to get out friends and family.
Is there a income threshold that has to be met?
No, and not actually, if people don't even want to tell me, that's fine. I mean, we ask for certain information just for demographic reasons, but they don't need to share if they don't want to.
Okay, so anybody's welcome to come in, regardless of your income level.
Yes.
It seems like, another question is, on the nights that you have your clinic, Tuesday or Thursday night, it flips each week. Is it pretty full?
It kind of depends on the time of year.
Winter.
It kind of ebbs and flows. We haven't been real full or over full lately, but seems like, you know, when things are going around, we'll have more people.
Mm-hmm. So that brings me to that second question from back when. Funding. Obviously, we've talked about a lot of what you do, part-time staff person. All the rest is a lot of volunteers. The healthcare providers are volunteers, the nurses, the healthcare providers. There's other things that cost, though, obviously. It costs a lot to make this happen. How is it funded?
I will let Amy speak directly to percent-wise, but we are funded primarily through the community. Of course, we get government grants, and we do not
get any. I'm so sorry. I'll interject a little bit. So we are 100% funded by the community. We receive no state or government funding whatsoever, and it's private corporations here in town, private individuals, and businesses that support us, and then our own personal fundraisers that we try to hold a couple times a year.
And it is a nonprofit?
Yes, nonprofit.
So all donations are tax deductible?
Yes, yes. They are.
All right.
But you said there are no grants. Wouldn't this kind of organization be eligible for some grant money from the state or the federal government?
So currently, it depends on your status. And we're just not quite big enough for some of the grants that the state and the government can hand out. And the requirements that would follow those, we are just not quite ready for that. We do have like local grants that we receive from local organizations like Cal and things that we apply for and that we are also given. So.
And speaking of fundraisers.
Speaking of fundraisers, we have one coming up July 14th at McDuff's in the beer hall. So we will be getting a percentage of the beer sales there from 5:30 to 8:00. There'll be live music, great beer, lots
great
of fun.
Great people,
wonderful people.
And everybody's invited to come to that, of course.
Yes, everybody's invited.
And it's a pretty painless way to give. You drink a beer and you're contributing a little bit, but you can also give a donation.
Yes.
Yes.
You always accept donations.
Yeah.
So that's July 14th at McDuff's from 5:30 to 8 with music and good beer and a good cause. It's kind of cool how our local beer halls and beer stores with IPA are supporting the nonprofits in town through these events. And it's they're well received.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's many businesses that are so wonderful and gracious to the nonprofits here in Sandpoint.
Do you get donations of supplies from suppliers? I mean, is there a bank of suppliers somewhere that filter all this extra stuff that you might need?
Yes, Sand Creek Medical is actually a huge supplier of inventory for me. They are a wonderful support system for us in just things that we might not be able to afford to buy. Mm-hmm.
We also have pharmacies that we work with. White Cross has been a very generous supporter of us over the years, donating medications, and we also work closely with Walmart on their low prescription prices.
So Walmart and White Cross both give some kind of discount to, how's that work?
So White Cross works with us on, you know, they try to find the lowest price possible, which I'm sure they do for all of their patients, but they also allow us a little bit of leeway on billing. So they work with us as far as being able to send a voucher with a client, and then we pay later kind of thing. Walmart, they have great prices all the time, really. They're $4 list, and same thing. They kind of give us a little bit of leeway on how we can pay for those for our patients.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be nice to take a little musical break and come back and finish up and hear. I have 5 more questions, and but if we have time,
we're going to count them when we get back.
Okay. Well, maybe only 2. But this is Bruno Mars. Count on me. We'll be right back. This is 88.5 KRFY, listener supported community radio for North Idaho, and this is the morning show. We're here with Bonner Partners in Care Clinic, and we'll be right back. This is Bruno Mars, Count on Me. And that was Bruno Mars, You Can Count on Me. And we're here in the studios for the morning show with Chris and Susie. We have guests in the studio, Amy Topp, Gina Woodruff, and Nicole Grimm, Bonner Partners in Care Clinic. And I would just want to read your mission statement because it does speak to what you're doing. Just like that song, You Can Count on Me, it really talks about caring for each other, and that means a lot. Our mission is to provide a health care safety net to those unable to afford medical care in our community. And, you know, it says a lot that so many people have come together, the physicians, the medical personnel, the healthcare providers, and volunteers. So I know, Nicole, you wanted to just talk a little bit about that aspect of it, really reaching out to provide another service, an important service in our community.
Yeah, Susie, I really feel like this clinic is just a picture of how beautiful our community is, loving one another. And this is just one aspect of why Sandpoint is such a great community. And when you think of health and you think of a sustainable community, it would be nothing if we didn't care for those amongst us who didn't have enough to provide for their own health care. So I feel like this is just a really beautiful representation of our community serving alongside and caring for one another.
You're a nonprofit group. You have a board of directors. How many people sit on your board, even roughly?
We have 11. We have a board membership of 11. We currently have 10, so we do have an opening.
And are they all people that work in the health trade or the health services?
No. Nope, they're just volunteers in our community who are passionate about serving the underserved and feel like this is something that they want to do to give back.
And so if somebody is interested in volunteering, maybe at a board level, but even lower down just to help out, what kinds of skills or what kinds of help would be useful for you?
Well, I'm always taking applications for volunteers, of course. We use doctors, nurse practitioners, nurses, and then I also have admin staff that kind of help me with screening and checking people in. Filing, I could always use people to file for me. Selling tickets when we have fundraisers, helping out at fundraisers. So skill level, any. If you have any kind of skill that you want to bring to Bonner Partners in Care Clinic, we will find a use.
Mm-hmm. And if they would like to get in touch with you, again, they can go to the website.
Yep, they can go to the website. They can get a hold of me off Facebook. And then also my email is amy.top@bpicc.org. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And they can email me anytime as well.
Mm-hmm. Or again, go online, bpicc.org or bonnerpartnersincareclinic.org. We'll get you there. And a lot of information about the organization there as well. And, of course, you also have a donate button on there.
We do have a donate button.
And even though everybody's volunteering their time, it still takes money to do a nonprofit organization that's doing this kind of service.
Yes, for sure. There's medications that we supply people with. There's the labs and the imaging costs that we've talked about earlier. We also have a program, a referral program, for someone who may come in and need a specialist. And we pay for that first appointment with the specialist. So yeah, it costs a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just running the clinic. It's all those referrals and deferring costs for medication, the services at the hospital. That is all funded through your clinic.
Yes.
Correct.
That's amazing. It's really good to know that our citizens that might not be able to pay for medical care otherwise have a place to go. I want to throw that number out there again, too, to call you, 255-9099.
Yep.
And leave a message.
Nicole, you were just talking about, you know, kind of the hardest standpoint, I guess you could say. And here on the Care for Why Morning Show, we actually talk with a ton of nonprofit organizations, and there are a lot of different circles of interest and circles of volunteers in this community. Does the Bonner Partner in Care Clinic try to reach out and connect with other nonprofit organizations? Do you have a plan to try to pull people together? Because you were just speaking to that, actually. Yeah,
Chris, it's a lot of what we do is networking with our other resources, with the food bank, with Love Inc. There are a lot of resources that we need to connect with when we think of someone's health. We couldn't just take care of them with taking care of their blood pressure and medications without making sure they have good housing and they have good food to eat. So yes, we do. And in the future, I think our plans are to really network that and to really foster those relationships so that we provide excellent and continue to provide excellent care for our patients.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that happens, there are so many service providers for those basic needs, such as food, healthcare, housing that you just mentioned. And I was just imagining one gigantic fundraiser to raise all the funds needed, because so much resources for all these different groups goes towards trying to fund these important services. And do you ever feel frustrated or lacking in funds, or have you found pretty much that it is working for you?
Susie, it's the hardest thing that we do.
Yeah, I know.
It's a joy to show up and serve our community. It's difficult to have the checks come in. And when, like Amy mentioned, we are funded primarily through the community, it's difficult because we're tapping the same resources over and over and over again. So that is probably one of our most difficult. So we would love a little help with the fundraising component.
Mm-hmm. Well, just mention that donation button. I'm sure it's PayPal. It's secure. And it's on your website. And that website is, again,
www.bonnerpartnersincare.org.
So any of our listeners right now that are listening, they could go there right now and make a donation. There you go. A little telethon here.
Let's touch base again. You meet alternating Tuesday, Thursdays?
So it alternates Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's not always exact because I'm dependent on the volunteer schedules. So, we try to be as purposeful as possible, as alternating Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And so I'm looking at the calendar right now. It looks like you have clinics on July 7th, July 12th.
We actually have one tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay. Mm-hmm. The next one is just tomorrow and on Thursday. And then again on July 7th, July 12th, July 21st, and July 26th. And those dates are available on the website. Of course, if somebody was curious about when it's going to happen, they could also call.
They can call, and I also leave it on the voicemail of the telephone, and it's also on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And Facebook, as you mentioned, is a good way to connect as well. And in fact, if folks are listening, and it's always helpful to accrue likes to your Facebook page, because what that does, it gives you a bigger network when you make a post that more people will see it. And the other thing that's important for this kind of organization is just word of mouth, is people telling their friends and neighbors that, especially if they know that they have a need, that the Bonner Partner and Claire Clinic exists and can help them.
Thanks, Chris. So like us on Facebook.
Be your friend.
And tell everybody about us.
Yeah. And this interview with all the important information I just learned and we just learned will be on our website later in the day. So you can link that to your Facebook page and encourage people to listen again, because I learned a lot and I really am kind of proud of our community and our healthcare providers for having this clinic. I know it's all volunteer basically. Mm-hmm. And this is pretty special. It's one of the things, as you were mentioning, Nicole, that makes our community so special. When you think about, I love living here, it's this kind of thing, mm-hmm, that our citizens are cared for.
Mm-hmm. And one more shout out for the, you have an event coming July 12th.
July 14th.
July 14th at McDuff's. The beer hall that's on Cedar Street, and just show up and enjoy beer, a chance to talk to some of the folks that are involved in Bonner Partner in Care Clinic. Make a donation if you can. Just drink a beer. That's a donation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Pretty painless donation.
Especially in the hot summer, and we have some hot weather coming up. Yeah. So, and we want everyone to stay safe on the 4th of July, too.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming in, Nicole Grimm. Gina Woodruff and Amy Topp.
Okay.
Thank you
for having us.
Bonner Partners in Care Clinic. Yeah. Good work. Thank you for the work you're doing in our community.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's an honor.
And with that, Susie, why don't we take a musical break?
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the other things going on in town this week, because there's a ton going on in town.
Okay. Well, everyone knows that it's fun to dance in the streets in the summer, and Martha Reeves actually and the Vandells in 1964 had a song, Dancing in the Streets. However, in 1985, David Bowie and Mick Jagger did a cover song of Dancing in the Streets, and that's what we're going to hear today. This is David Bowie, Mick Jagger doing the Martha Reeves song, Dancing in the Streets. We'll be right back for more of the KRFY Morning Show. Stay with us. And that was David Bowie, Mick Jagger doing Dancing in the Streets. That's a Martha Reeves song from the 1950s. And we're here in the KRFY studios for the morning show. This is 88.5 KRFY. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Susie. How's it going?
Fine. We just had some wonderful ladies here, women who are working so hard to provide health care for our citizens in our community.
Through the Bonner Partners in Care Clinic. And if you didn't catch that, we encourage you to go to their website, bonnerpartnersincareclinic.org, or the shorter version is bpicc.org, and learn more about that, because they're doing important work in the community. Let your friends know about that if they're in need. If you're in more fortunate circumstances, of course, you can donate and support them, because they are doing great work for our community. And, Susie, what else is going on? I think we have a little celebration coming up in town this week, on Monday.
For the 4th of July.
The 4th of July.
Celebrating the independence of our country.
That's right.
Our wonderful country.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. And that, of course, the big 4th of July celebration includes a parade right in downtown. There's a kids' parade, I think, that starts at 9. There's a grand parade that starts, I believe, at 10. And then there are events at City Beach, and it all gets capped off at dusk with the fireworks. They have a great fireworks display, and this is put on by the Sandpoint Lions Club, another group that does great work for our community and is one of those threads that helps stitch us together as a community. And one way you can support the Lions Club is if you're out and about and you see them selling raffle tickets, buy a raffle ticket, and it, you get a chance to win a Polaris four-wheeler, but the money that they raise helps them put on this great 4th of July celebration we have.
Yeah, and they're around town selling those raffle tickets right now. So if you see one, and even if you don't want a Polaris four-wheeler as the raffle item, you can still support the fireworks and the everything that's going on.
All the stuff that the Lions Club does. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want it, give us a call because people around here could use it.
I know. I mean, a lot of times people win these raffle items and then just re-donate them.
That's true. They re-gift it back to the group. And then, of course, that's a huge win for the group because they can do another raffle and use it to raise money again.
That's kind of what happened with the bike for Chafe 150. Vicky Wright won it one year and then donated it back to a different nonprofit to re-donate.
To donate again, yeah. But I think a lot of people would really like to win a Polaris four-wheeler. So.
I bet. What do you do with that? You ride around?
It's you go into the backcountry. We have a ton of great places to ride four-wheelers around here. Yeah.
Okay.
Other things going on in town this week. Actually, tomorrow, Thursday, the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce is having its annual summer sampler that happens at Farm and Park from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. And there's going to be local restaurants providing great things to sample and taste. Sandpoint's local breweries and the winery will be there. There's a competitive chef's cook-off that's fun to watch as well. There's music and good times. That's in Farm and Park from 5 to 8 p.m. So that's a good one to hit on your way home from work tomorrow.
And tonight at the Idaho Poor Authorities, it's the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance fundraiser. That is, they're featuring Sockeye Brewing Company, and that will be held from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. There'll be a silent auction, raffle prizes, complimentary appetizers, live music with, of course, Marty Perrone and Doug Bond. And there'll be a pre-event ride with the Pondere Peddlers starting at 3:30. And I think they leave right from the Poor Authority. So that's a fundraiser coming up tonight.
Tonight, yes.
Starting at 4 p.m.
Yep. And also coming up tonight is the Welcome to the Men's Group. It's a supposedly a pretty funny film on
the previews are hilarious.
Yeah, it's on the men's groups, and that's at the Panda Theater at 6 p.m. It's sponsored by the Sandpoint's Men's Group, so you could get connected with them as well. And tomorrow we mentioned that there's a summer sampler, but also going on is Yappy Hour. This is put on by the Panhandle Animal Shelter. You're invited to come. If you got a dog, bring your dog and have a yappy fun time. This is from 4 to 7 p.m. at Pine Street Bakery, which is at 710 Pine Street. And there's live music and beverages there. If you work it right, you could do the yappy hour and also swing by and do the summer sampler and make an evening of it.
Yep. And I think, Chris, if we could just take a short musical break right now. And we'll be back with more of the events and entertainment calendar, which is also located on Sandpoint Online and at krfy.org under events. This is the Beatles' Paperback Writer. It was the number one song 50 years ago today in 1966. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. This is The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. And that was the Beatles' Paperback Writer, the number one song in 1966, 50 years ago on this date. And this is 88.5 KRFY, and this is The Morning Show with Chris and Susie. And it is Wednesday. What day is it, Chris?
Yeah, it's June 29th.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here we are, the end of June coming up.
Yep, end of June is here, Susie. That means we're in the high season for summer. We're seeing it now with the weather. So this is like high time in Sandpoint. Got to enjoy every bit of it.
Yep, that's what we're all talking about. A couple more things going on in our community for events and entertainment. On Friday night, Or actually this afternoon is the farmer's market. Just a reminder, you can go there. There's all kinds of fruits and vegetables. I think berries are going to start coming out, strawberries and raspberries. I know my raspberry plants are full of raspberries
and,
right now.
And blueberries are starting
and
to happen.
And blueberries.
And actually huckleberries up in the mountains are happening now as well.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Already? Okay.
Yeah, good berry stuff.
We know everything's early this year and extremely prolific. Mm-hmm. So that's the farmer's market. It starts at 3 today at Farman Park. What else?
Well, there is a pretty interesting couple events coming up. One is on Friday. The group Blitzen Trapper is going to be playing at the Hive. And do you have any information on this group?
I don't.
Well, apparently they've been playing for a long time. They've for 15 years. They have 7 full-length albums, and they're one of the. Bands that kind of fuses contemporary rock and roll with old-time folk and bluegrass country soul. It's quite a fusion act. But they'll be at the Hive, and the Hive itself is just a great venue, of course, for music. It's designed for music. And if you haven't been to the Hive, this is a good one to go to. The tickets are they're very affordable for this particular show, so... that's a good one to go.
And tickets are available at Ticket West and locally at Eichardt's Pub, Evans Brothers Coffee, and 7B Board Sports.
Yep.
And you can learn more at livefromthehive.com or email vip@livefromthehive.com.
Yep. And I want to throw out another pretty fascinating event that's happening. It's kind of machine versus horse. It's called the Horsepower Collides Barrel Race. This is going to be at the Bonner County Fairgrounds on Saturday. It starts at 5 p.m. And it's a challenge in which riders on horses face off against riders on motocross bikes to do a barrel race. And I think the horses actually might have the edge here. And so that'd be a pretty fun one to watch. It's called the Horsepower Collides Barrel Race. It's at the fairgrounds on Saturday. Gates open at 5 p.m.
Okay, and also on Friday night at the Panada Theater, they're hosting a concert with Seattle-based duo Duke Evers Band that starts at 8 p.m. Ticket information at panada.org, or you can call 255-7801. This is supposed to be a really good barn-burning rock and roll with blues-flavored pop melodies. How do you like that?
Sounds good.
There's
got to be something good in there.
We're almost out of time.
We're almost out of time. There's a ton more going on in town for the 4th of July, the long 4th of July weekend. You can catch it at KRFY.org or SanPointOnline.com.
That's right. And a podcast of this morning's interview also will be on our website, KRFY.org. Just want to remind you that tomorrow, the morning show will be hosted by Jack Peterson. His guests will be John Edwards and Steve Holt from the Eureka Institute to talk about the upcoming Summerfest. They're going to kind of review some of the really cool bands that are coming in. That's at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And next Wednesday, our guests will be Bob Bay, Carrie Kelly, and Phil Huff, who will give an update on their recent trip to Washington, D.C. on behalf of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness Designation. And then on Tuesday, Julie and Phil will have on some folks who will be talking about the timber industry in North Idaho. So there you go. We're full on with the morning show for this week and next week. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate your listening to 88.5 KRFY.
Yeah, so tune in tomorrow for the morning show. And meantime, have a really fine week.
Yep. Here's a song, and it's an interesting little thing. This is on this day in 2002, Rosemary Clooney died. And she has a famous nephew. Can you guess who that nephew is, Chris? Rosemary no. Clooney?
Yeah, you have to tell me.
Her famous nephew is George Clooney.
Oh.
Anyways, this was a number one song that she did in 1954. It's called This Old House. We hope you have a beautiful day.
Yeah, bye now.
Bye.